Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention, please. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is alive and well. God is in the blessing business. He's still in control. I have given no one else permission to lead, guide, or direct me. I'm on the full direction of my Heavenly Father. And when I listen to that direction, it always turns out extremely well for me. Now, because he gives us the power of choice, I choose not to sometimes. Why? Because I'm human. And why? Because sometimes I just want to do what I want to do. And guess what happens every single time? I fall short, mess up, and blow it. I strongly suggest, Steve Harvey, that you start listening all the time, 100%. If I just did it 100% of the time, I'd be much, much better off. But I don't, and then neither do you. So here we are. This is The Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Morning, Carla.
Good morning, Steve. What's up, crew?
Hello there, Junior.
Morning, Unc. Morning, everybody.
And ladies and gentlemen, the only person that's not on the Zoom call, because technically he can't figure it out, but he's here with us verbally. His name is Thomas Miles.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building, baby.
Shirley,
and guess what? Three, two, one. Booyah. In the building.
See,
oh, you thought you hit a button?
I did it right.
Steve told you how to get on.
Yeah,
why
I told you,
listen,
man.
To
I don't
him.
Know why you don't listen.
I didn't,
to
it didn't have to see, Shirley.
Okay. He told you. You don't listen.
Let me ask y'all something. Do you see Tommy on y'all computer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's right there.
Okay. I'm here. Why don't you hit them tic-tac-toe buttons up in the corner? And
I
you'll
hit another
see
one. See, when I do it, I get everybody. I got two pictures of Dave.
I do too. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. All right, y'all, so here we go. You know what? It's been an amazing 2020, because first it was all about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Now it's all about the murders of innocent black men. And
with the COVID-19 backdrop, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you cut on the news now, they don't even mention COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was every day, how many deaths after deaths after deaths. But I want you all to be careful, because this president is doing something that he does better than anybody I've ever seen. And be very careful, y'all, because my closing remarks, I'm going to touch on that today, but I may wait. I may do it before closing remark. I may just do it at one of the breaks I get and then run it again for closing remark. Because I have watched what is happening, mm-hmm. and I want to forewarn the people out there, because I'm 63 years old and I've been through so many protests. I've seen how it works, and I know how the system has developed a way to knock down all protests, and they're doing it again. And I want us to be aware and be careful. I want you to protest, but it has to be done peacefully. You can say no justice, no peace, but once you say no peace, it allows them to change the narrative. And I want to show you what they're doing so we can be smarter and not hustle backwards. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to try.
There you go. There you go. And let's not forget, Unc, at the beginning of the year, we lost Kobe, because I think that's where it all started.
It started. Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right. Wow. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, President Trump threatens to deploy the military on U.S. Protesters. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.